Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
You ready, girl?
Michelle, yeah.
Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, we love all through the land.
Well, wake up out there. It is the second week of 2023. It's you and me out here. We'd like to welcome in everyone. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, and good day to all of our listeners all over the world, Japan, Canada, South Korea, all over. We'd like to welcome you in to week two. This show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, a nonprofit organization that has skilled advisors and consultants to help you reach your goals in workshops, education, and specializing in empowering our young minds out there, our youth. This evening, it is Mindful Monday. It's going to be short and sweet. Tiffany with an eye is going to come on, and she's going to share a few things with us. I'd like to take this time and congratulate all the travelers out there who have finally received their luggage, and to send congratulations out there to those who have not yet receive their luggage. It's coming. You just have to be mindful of it. You know, people are still waiting. I'd like to give a suggestion to be mindful of. If you know your destination, ship your clothes in ahead of time. Then you don't have to worry about doing anything but putting yourself on that plane. If you go into a hotel, they have a holding point. If you go into a relative, they can put it in the closet until you get there. And if you go into a resort, they have holding points there also. So ship a box ahead of time so that those who experienced this last traveling fiasco don't have to go through that anymore. We have to make sure that we move with what we call lethargy and understanding not to let anything or anyone put you in a dilemma, depress you, or break up your day. Thing that we want to deal with in 2022. Just listen to this. Keep this going. This is Mindful Monday.
Oh, I know y'all can sing too now. Oh, let's go back a little bit. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, bless your heart, y'all.
Ah.
y'all. Come on.
Happy feelings in the air.
Right. We want to spread these happy feelings all over the world. You know, life may be akin to a series of meets, then a single marathon. You can lose a race here and there as long as you win in a contest in one area. All struggles you endured will become a prized investment in your own person. When we draw strength from within, our outlook undergoes a dramatic transformation. Everything around us looks completely different. To be strong, that is the key to happiness. I wanted to share that quote from one of my favorite mentors, Daisaku Ikeda. He is my mentor. Gives you great direction on how to live your life. Share it. Read about him. It works. I can tell you it works. You want to keep those happy feelings. We have Tiffany with an eye. I see it, I change it, I strategize it, and I complete it. With us today, we're going to be short and sweet, but our topic is run, run, run. After we bring her in, and she tells us a little bit about this energy that's moving, we're going to share with you this evening why we say it, run, run, run. Tiffany with an eye, welcome in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you. How are you doing today?
I am doing well. Thank you so much. And you know one of my favorite songs is that song that you just played, Happy People. Okay. I love that song. So I normally don't come on to hear the songs all the time, but I came on today and heard the song, so it was delightful. That made me happy to hear that song. So,
well, you make us happy when you come on and care and share with us, and we know, you know, that there's been some loss, you know, within the family. We do want to put our condolences out here for you and your family, but you're still with us. You know, we have to move on. And you are like a bright sun ray out there. And one thing I like about you, Tiffany, with the night, you don't let anybody bend your way, no matter what. So on that note, I'm going to be quiet and let you talk to us about this energy. What's going on out here, just briefly?
We talked about on Find It Out Friday about the energies, and I did talk about what was going on with Mercury retrograde and in more detail that I'm going to share tonight, though. And it's about Mercury retrograde is about reassessing, reevaluate, rethinking, you know, all those things. And the planet is the closest to the sun, and it orbits around quicker than any other planet. But it's planet of communication. Mercury is ruled for communication, and we're in Capricorn. So now that it's in Capricorn and we're experiencing a retrograde, I was just reminded before I got on the show that, you know, communications are important, and I was on a Zoom meeting, and it paused for a minute because I guess Mercury was saying, I'm real, because we actually were talking about Mercury retrograde, and I guess Mercury was like, yes, I am real, let me remind you. But so if you're having any issues with communications, or, you know, you're waiting to hear back from people and things seem to be slower than usual, that is very true. I love this time because it's a time of reflection, and we talked about run, 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 and I think one of the runs for me is to run away from toxic relationships after you reassessed and reevaluated that you didn't want to be there.
Right.
I think, right? So, I love this time when Mercury comes around. I had to get used to it, though, and really understanding the energy and how to work with it. I'm a thinker, so Mercury is really one of those planets that slows my energy down in terms of thinking, and it used to be very hard for me and very difficult, but now I work with the energies and life is better now that I know. You know, it takes some time, you know, once you are aware that the energies are there, and then you start practicing how to navigate through when
okay.
It comes in, it becomes easier and easier. I didn't have, you know, about 10 years ago when I learned of it, I had a difficult time, and I was like, oh, why can't I get this done? And then I'd have to remember, you know, my first question would be, oh, are we in a retrograde? So then I'd have to look up to see if we were in a retrograde or not, and then I would understand. But, and, you know, knowledge is power, and it gives you power just to navigate your life better.
Okay, so it is in retrograde now. I know that we have a segment of retrograde, and then after retrograde, it goes direct. Now, when it goes direct, that means it's moving out. So what does that really, really mean? I'm still, you know, researching and learning about this stuff. So when it stops and goes direct, what does that mean?
Okay, so when a planet retrogrades, it stops and reverses. So, and it goes slower, it almost comes to a halt. And some stay stationary, and they stay there for a while, and they hang out wherever they're going to hang out in what zodiac sign. So when it stops, it's just like the energy slows down. So if you're a thinker like I am, you're not thinking as much, or it's reminding you to really think about what you're doing, like getting into any projects or signing any contracts. You really have to look at it, dot your I's, cross your T's. We're so used to just going at full capacity and moving and moving and moving. Once it retrogrades, it's about for 3 weeks for us, and it's a natural process that the universe puts us in. and says, okay, it's time for you to regroup. Think about what you've done for the last 3 months, because, you know, our fiscal cycles and quarters, right? We have first, second, third, and fourth quarter, right? So there's like no difference, and our seasons are that. So you, the universe has set up this default system to say, hey, as the seasons change, as things are changing, you need to reevaluate where you are. And do you want to take what you reassessed? What do you want to take when you reassess when it goes direct? So when it goes direct, you'll find you'll have more energy. People will be more receptive. Projects will get done faster because then it's like everything is back in order. But it almost has to retrograde, because if not, we would definitely be thinking so much that we, you know, our minds would not really have time to reassess and really deal with the information. A lot of people don't know about it, and they think, oh, my God, I can't believe that this is happening in communication and I'm experiencing, you know, slow speeds, or people are not calling me back, or what, you know, whatever your case may be, it's because of that. And then once it goes direct, you'll see that everything's smooth, things are going in a way that they should be. And you really do know what you want to work on. And sometimes we need that. I guess you do need that, right? To slow down, reassess, and then think about it so that when it's time to go, you're ready. You know?
Well, I'm a believer that that's why this topic, Run, 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 is here. And you started it off reflecting back on running away from those toxic relationships, you know, running from them. It's all about your happiness. You know, there is individuals out there who they take a me story, but nothing about anyone else. When you get your mindset and you reflect and you assess, you run from that type of stuff. You run from anything that's unpleasant to you. And not saying like running a fear, because we don't really retreat and we don't believe in defeat, but we do know how to keep our bodies in order so we can recognize, okay, because there's a lot of stuff happening. And sometimes we get ourselves in situations and we're caught in it, and then after it's over, we're all emotional about it and upset because we fell into it. I'll give you an example. I had a young lady to speak with me, and I think something, one of her employees was having a birthday, and they said they were going to go to a restaurant, right? And they got to the restaurant, a very expensive restaurant. And then at the end, it was decided by one person, well, let's just split the bill. Well, you know, you have to look at that bill. You know, did you drink 10 drinks to my one? You know, did we have an even amount of drinks? And if you're not quite prepared for that, and that wasn't really set up for you to participate in, whoever suggested would have to pay my part, okay? That's where I am. Some people will go along with the program, you know, because they want to end or they want to network, but that's not a kind thing to do with individuals. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to let people know ahead of time exactly what's going on. Those are gamers, right? And I was speaking with the young lady, and I told her, I said, well, you know, and she was upset and emotional, and something told me not to go. Well, you have to listen to your gut. But after you were there, and that person who suggested that you guys split that bill that was taking you out of your budget, they would have had to pay my part. And so she was saying, oh, my God, how do you? I said, it takes time to get there. You have to learn when to run, how to learn yourself, what you're going to put up with and what you're not going to put up with. And a lot of individuals think that when they participate in honest things like that, that that's putting them in the running. No, that is not putting you in the running. That's putting you in a being used position. And I like the word run. So when I see it, I run from it, communicate about it maybe at that time, and then sometimes I have to wait for Mercury to retrograde and slow down so I can get my thoughts together, because when it goes direct, I have no intention of being around you anymore, okay? So I picked that topic, run, 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 because of the energies out here, and I knew that you were going to come on and talk about it, and we need to know we are in communication here. And I was speaking earlier before you came on, congratulating the travelers that was out there in that traveling fiasco and making a suggestion. I don't know if you agree with this, but if you know what your destination is and you're going to be traveling and you never know what's happening with the airlines or the weather and stuff, ship your things in. Ship your garments in that you're going to use if you're going to a relative, a hotel, or even a resort, because they can hold them for you. Myself, when I go to Houston, Houston's weather changes every 20 minutes. If you don't like it, wait 20 minutes, it's going to change. So I've learned how to pack double, you know, layer, pull off. But if I really, 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 really think about it, it can get very cold there. This past Christmas, it was about 16 degrees. Okay, that's pretty darn cold to a person that loves 70. But what I do is ship my large coat in. I don't have to worry about that. And being that I'm just beginning to have the courage to get on the airplane, it's hard enough for me to get me on there. Let's not worry about some luggage, right? So I just put that suggestion out there, the individuals to be mindful of. And there's persons that are just receiving their luggage, and I have friends that have not received it yet. So we're just sending that good energy out there, because you need your personal items. And mm-hmm. and that thing you cannot control, you can't really get upset about anything that you can't control. So since we know that, we just try to make sure that we can control it on our end. And run. Again, run. Use your brain. Use your thought. Think about it. Learn how to move forward on that. Don't listen to that second mind. Listen to that first mind, because that's the one that's really talking to you. So I just wanted persons to be mindful of that and not to go another week, you know, upset with the things that they've done and thinking that they've done stupid things. They just didn't know. Just put on those roller skates, and when it doesn't feel good, run. So that was my topic this evening. We're going to be short and sweet today, because we like to give people things to be mindful of. It's a lot going on out here, Tiffany, you know, with the news and all of that. Mindful Monday, we like to be short and sweet. It's the beginning of the week. I know you love Mondays. You like to come on and share with us. Tomorrow, we're going to have Stephanie Haynes will be doing chakra number 2. We get into those chakras because that keeps our body in balance, okay? And it teaches us how to stay focused along with whatever alternate methods we use, whether we read the Bible, write in the sand, use the crystals, chant, whatever you do. You need to know how your body aligns up so you can tell when it's out of line. That gives you an opportunity to run. If you're physically ready, then you don't have to get ready. You're already ready for it. So that was sort of like what I wanted to do on this Mindful Monday, short and sweet. The weather is changing out here. I know that we're getting busy. We have some things that we're working on. I'll say again, keep a lookout. We don't like to talk about it till we got it totally in place, okay? And we'll have some things that we're taking care of, some things that are going to be very, very, very exciting for those who want to live exciting lives, because we're about excitement, never retreating, and never giving up. So keep a lookout for it. We have some information to bring you, and it will be a thing that you'll have to participate in. So I'm through with my report. I'm through with it. I don't know how you want to close us out, or if it's something you'd like for us to really, really pay attention to. But that was my mindfulness today. So what do you want to leave us with, Tiffany with an I?
Just remember that we just had a full moon in Cancer, so that's going to rise some emotion more so than normal, because that's where we are. So that if you're a little bit more emotional, just understand we just had a full moon in Cancer. And with the Mercury retrograde, reassessing what we want, who we want to be in our lives and situations. And, you know, like you said, when the situation isn't right, it doesn't feel good. It goes, you know, go with your intuition. And that's what this full moon is really about, too. and Cancer is telling us to go with our intuition. And I know we talked a lot about going and following your intuition, going with and following your intuition. And that's the theme that's coming into this 2023. But 2023, you know, if you add it all up, it's the lucky number 7. So there's going to be a lot of great things that happen, manifestations in your life. So, you know, when you hit the jackpot, it's 777. That's what we're going to be seeing a lot of wonderful manifestations. So just understand what's happening, flow with it, and navigate through it, and let it work for you, i.e. the Mercury retrograde. And also, I always talk about self-care. It starts with you. Take care of yourself first so that you can take care of others.
Well, you darn sure. You can't do anything for anybody if you're falling apart. And before I let you go, it just crossed my mind. You know, the children are going back to school. Have some friends, you know, oh, the baby has COVID, she's resting, I mean, already. And I'm noticing, you know, that they're going back, they should be masked up. It's just so much going round and round, and I know it's a lot of things out there that we haven't heard about yet, you know, because they still, you know, everything is opening up, so it's all about money. So they want you to keep going out there spending. But I'd like to say and give you something to be mindful of. If we're still here, whatever you've done to keep yourself here, keep it up. Don't relax out there. Keep taking your vitamin D. Cook with that turmeric. I wanted to mention the turmeric because we were talking about making stews and making soups. Stews and soups are very, very healthy for, you know, at
they
this particular
are.
Time. They are very, very healthy. They are cost-saving, and they feed a lot of people. I'm laughing over here because you told me that you were in the kitchen following recipes, and I'd just like to have you share some of that before we go.
I followed your recipe. So
which one?
Remember you had told – this one was the chicken soup. And I think you had told us, gave us a little recipe of chicken soup or some soup you put together. And you always put turmeric in all your soups and all your dishes. And I had never put turmeric in everything. I put it in some things, but I don't put it in other things. And so I put turmeric in it because it was one of the ingredients that I had. And it gave it such great flavor, and I put a little cayenne pepper. You're a believer in cayenne pepper, too. Whoa. And I put all the ingredients that you gave me for the recipe, and let me tell you, that chicken soup became chicken noodle soup, and it was delicious. So I want to tell people, not because, you know, I'm over here, like, trying to be a fan. I actually tried the recipe. I am a fan because I tried the recipe. So when she gives a recipe, with Miss Linda gives a recipe, they're good recipes. And this is coming from somebody that is not the one to stay in the kitchen and cook. You know, I have to have a recipe that I can interpret and, not only interpret, but, you know, make something good.
Well,
good food.
You know,
so,
yeah. Well, I appreciate that. I'm glad you followed. I'm not trying to be Martha Stewart over here because, you know, I really don't really care for the kitchen. But when I get in there, if it's something that's going to be helpful, see, I don't have a problem, but my concern is about the families that have many in a family, you know, and the price of food is going higher and higher. So we will have a segment on how to make things stretchable. You know, a lot of people don't understand about that stretchable, you know, because we're caught up in one way. And there's ways that you can cook a pot of soup that'll last a month and taste different every day, okay? And the family would be happy about it. Coming out the South, I'm more of a gravy casserole type person. Of course, you know that barbecue. It's going to be top number one up there, but we can't eat barbecue every day, and especially if you got a long family. And if you don't know how to put that meat on a grill, just go buy you some, okay? Don't even attempt it because I'm a barbecue connoisseur, but there's things that you can use from the sauces of the barbecue, from the seasonings, from the rub. Good barbecue has a rub on the meat, okay? And that's what people forget about. As a Texan, we do not eat sauce on our barbecue. because everything is cooked in it. And that means that it's seasoned well. And that's with all the foods, you know, with the soups and everything else. And you'd be surprised what a beef stew can do for a family of five or four or six, okay? And then after you prepare that beef stew, take that juice that's left over and make another dish. It's ways out there. So we know about the survival. We know about the resilience. We know about the greed out here with all these high prices. And if persons stop buying all that food, those prices will come down. But in order for you to cut down on your purchasing, you have to know what to fix to make stretch for your family. So we're going to come up with some of that, you know, and it's so funny to me that I want to do this because, you know, basically, Tiffany with an eye, I keep orchids on the stove. You know, orchids don't like heat, so I don't do a lot of cooking, but when I need to get down, I can get down. So we're going to talk about the soups and the savings and the cost factor here for large families. You know, you and I, we can just go buy Chick-fil-A or whatever and call it a day. But when persons have large families and they have to cook, and for women, I want you to be mindful of this. Cook your meals on the weekend. Cook you a big pot of beans, a pot of greens, and freeze that. Section it off and freeze it. Put it in baggies. So when you come in, you don't have to stay in the kitchen for the rest of the evening. You can just take that frozen baggie and drop it in a pot of water, and you already have your meal. So if you're spending time on the weekend, just cook an abundance of stuff, pot of beans, big pot of rice, big pot of greens, whatever you like. Cook it and section it off and put it in the freezer. And you just drop it in the box, you know, just drop it in the pot, and there's your meal right there. Save yourself some time, because we have to in 2023 do me time, okay? I say 2023 is all about me, and I want to share all that works with you. We don't want you to be overworked. We don't want you to be overstressed. We don't want you to really worry about a thing, and I'm going to close out with that. So what I can say is be mindful of yourself first and others up around you. Stay kind, and most of all, stay woke, be aware, and stay safe. Tiffany with an I, we love you. We're going to call it in. I'm going to play a song out here. Listeners, we love you. We will be back tomorrow, Tell It Tuesday, with Chakra Number 2. Tiffany, have a wonderful weekend. Listen to me.
Thank you. I'm trying
to get through the week already. I said, have a wonderful weekend. No, have a wonderful evening. You know I'm traveling fast, okay? And look, Mercury ain't slowed me down yet. I better sit down and breathe a little bit. I've already jumped to the weekend, and we just finished a weekend, okay? I'm traveling out here. This energy is moving me.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You okay? We love you. We love you. We love you. Stay woke.
We'll be right back. pain has held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Communicate and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live. We care,
share with love.